Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priorities at all times and can break in at any time. So, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next meeting, monthly meeting, will be on April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Art and Community Center on 160 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. If you would like to access the net preamble, you have to check our website at www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for EchoLink check-ins. Are there any stations on EchoLink who would like to join us? I will pause for 15 seconds.
Kilo 2, Kilo Lincoln Bravo, Tonawanda, New York. Good evening.
Wow, Tonawanda. And Sue, what is your name?
The name here is Dean, D-E-A-N.
Dean, well, welcome for joining us this evening. Glad to hear you on. And Tonawanda, I'm a former Buffalonian myself. I know exactly where that is. So how is the weather in your area?
Believe it or not, I can see the ground. I think I can see grass, and something might be happening out there. So it looks a lot better than it did a week ago. We had snow for Easter.
Well, we had snow on Easter, too, I believe. So, yeah, it's the way it goes in the Northeast here. But we have 41 degrees. What do you know what your temp is there?
Just about the same.
Okay, Dean. Wonderful for having you join us, and I couldn't write fast enough, so could you repeat your call sign for me, please?
Kilo 2, Kilo Lincoln Bravo.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Dean. And we'll carry on. And there's the opportunity in the evening for further comments. So, alrighty, do we have any other EchoLink check-ins? Okay, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Please call now.
N2YQ, good evening.
KC2 QSAD. Okay, we've got Dan and Sherry. Sherry, are you mobile? You're a little bit crackly there.
KQSAC. No, but it's a little windy here, so I think it might be affecting the signal.
Okay, well, I can read you, so that's good. I'm going to pause another moment to see if we have any other folks wishing to join us.
WA to you. Good evening.
Okay, John is the man on my left. Alrighty, Dan, well, how was your day today?
Hey, good evening, Kathy and John, and the other station was in there. This is N2OYQ here, and I'm doing too bad for Friday evening, I guess. It's cooled down a little bit. It wasn't too bad of a day today. It was overcast all day, and a little rain there earlier today. I think rain gauge 1100s of an inch. So some places got more than that, but anyway, a little bit better than none, I guess. And snow was going away quite fast, and a lot of ground that's got no snow on it, but pretty brown. After kind of muddy though too. So, but anyways, we got 44 degrees at the present time, and a high of 52 today. So, anyways. Ain't too much going on here. Just gonna go out and out in the sugar shanty here in a short and see how my son's doing out there. And anyways, he's been borrowing since at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. He started a little bit later today, but anyways, he'll probably be borrowing some weight tonight. But he get it all borrowed up, man. And I don't know how it did run today, but it didn't freeze last night. So anyways, see what happens. Get back to you, Captain. Have a good evening. Talk to you later. And to OIQ Clear.
Okay, Dan. Well, that's great. You're doing the sugar maples. Wow, that's really neat. I've gone to tours for syrup places, and it's very, very interesting. Alrighty, Sherry, you're up next. How was your day at the salt mines?
KQSAC. Actually, it was pretty good. I spent most of my time in the office, so I missed most of the rain. And when I got done this evening, the sun was out, the sky was clear, so that was good. I'm back really bad. I kind of full boat today. So it was, I like days like that. Time goes fast. So I know what I was going back home again. So it's good. Thank you, definitely.
Okay, Sherry, we'll give our best to the chef, Bob. And, well, you're lucky you had sunshine, and today we were cloudy and gloomy all day, so that's lucky. Alrighty, next up is WA2U.
WA2U. Well, coil cords are wonderful things on microphones. Well, when your kids get a telephone, we used to be able to stretch that 25-foot cord at least 50 feet anyway, so you get to a spot where your parents couldn't hear you talking on the telephone. Good evening to everyone on that. Good to hear Sherry. Probably nice to hear a voice that we haven't heard in a while. Yeah, a little bit on the soggy side, but the snow is melting out there, melting. I went out and looked at the logs. I actually took pole with me and helped to facilitate that whole process and brushed a little bit of the snow off. And I know it's going to get warmer, so some of that will melt. So Kathy's in the gardening mode, getting the seeds ready. And, the snow is great for snowshoeing and doing, and then you want everything gone and then, dry weather. So today I ordered another gizmo. I ordered our wood splitter. They're building it. It'll take a little while, and all we have to do is call them up, and they'll deliver it here to the house, which is really nice. And so I'm excited about that. Get out there and get some sunshine. But it's going to be a while before we do anything out there. As they said, there's lots of snow. We do a lot with the radio today. We've been working with the CDs. I actually put the only CD away that begins with a letter X as an X-ray. It's kind of funny. Out of 3,000 or 4,000 CDs, you have one CD that starts with a letter X. So we got Y and Z, and then we do the DVD. So hope everyone has a great evening and weekend. I know it's baseball season and fishing season, so all things are good. Turn it back to Net Control. Maybe some other people will be joining us. WA2U.
Okay, thank you, John. I'm going to pause a moment. This is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. Do we have any other stations who would like to join us this evening? Please call now.
KC2PS, over.
Alrighty, KB2EF, Bob, what's for dinner?
Good evening, Kathy, John, Echo Link listeners. Well, I know you'll like two-thirds of this, one-third you won't like, but that's okay. That's what makes the world go round. I made pork chops with sweet potatoes and stuffing. And the dogs got a treat, so it was real good. But it's good to hear you and John. I'm down in the Radio Shack, so the signal may be a little different from when Sherry was up in the kitchen. But good to hear you guys. Over.
Yeah, you're a little bit more full quiet and good. Well, that sounds like a good dinner. And, yep, we always give our cats some of a... Yes, they prefer it. Sometimes they don't. But, well, great. Well, good to hear you both on. It's always a pleasure. So, you guys have a great weekend. And I'll do one more call. So if we have any other people who would like to make any comments, queries, or late check-ins.
KC2NBU.
KA2RNZ.
Okay, Ray and Jack. Good. All right, Ray, how was your day today?
That was a good day to work inside with all the rain. But we've got 44 degrees up on the hill here. It seems to have stopped raining, and we got the wood stove going and watching the Yankees-Boston game. It's on Channel 3. It's actually on the network, so we can actually get it tonight. So, having a good time.
Oh, good, Ray. Well, enjoy the game. I'm not much of a baseball fan, but I have a friend that is, so I can appreciate your zeal. So, alrighty, Jack. Jack from Liverpool. How's life in Liverpool?
Well, at the moment it's kind of wet out there. Been raining on and off a good share of the afternoon, actually. But we didn't get as much rain as they had predicted earlier this morning. It was a strong front moving in from the southwest, but we didn't get too much on that. And other than that, it got fairly warm today. We got close to 60. I didn't check my high-low yet. I would say maybe about 59 in that range. And last I looked here, we were 49. So, we're talking again fairly mild tomorrow with rain again. 7 threes all around. KA2RNZ.
Okay, well, you and Carol have a good weekend. Yeah, those weathermen lied to us again. They said they were gonna have, we were gonna have a nice Saturday, but they changed their minds. So, alrighty, one more final call up. Any other stations who would like to join the Black River Valley service net? Okay, before I close the net, I always give a couple of jokes and things like you and of amusement value. But we get consumer reports, and at the end of the magazine, they always have kind of funny things that manufacturers write on their instructions, warnings and such not. And I pulled out some funny ones from the internet that I like to read. So this was some instructions from a vacuum cleaner user's manual. One, do not use to pick up gasoline or flammable liquids. Two, do not use to pick up anything that is currently burning. Air conditioner user's manual. Caution, avoid dropping air conditioner out of windows. And on a food processor, not to be used for anything else. And on a Rowenta brand iron, warning, never iron clothing on the body. And a Komatsu floodlight. This floodlight is capable of illuminating large areas, even in the dark. And Moët White Star Champagne. Warning, remove label before placing in the microwave. And last but not least, this is, I guess, actually on the cup, McDonald's coffee. Warning, contents may be hot. All right, I would like to thank Dean, Dan, Sherry, John, Bob, and Jack for joining us this evening. Any other comments? WA to you. Okay, go ahead, John.
Okay, I guess, well, add to that, it wasn't in Consumer Reports, but actually, years ago, I had a lawnmower. I think it was made by Bradford or, I'm trying to think of it, W.T. Grant. And on the deck of the lawnmower, in writing, it said, this is not meant for trimming your hedge. And I had years and years ago, I had a chainsaw, and in the instructions, no kidding, it said, do not attempt to stop the chain with your hand. So it's very interesting, some of the things that you see on various packages and boxes. 73WATU, back to them.
Okay, I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. And I want to thank everyone who checked in this evening. Thank you. It was a very enjoyable chat with all. 73 to those who are listening in as well. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy your time off if you're working, and if you're retired, you enjoy it anyway. This is KC2YXN out.
Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. With or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
KC2NVU, good evening, no traffic.
This is to you. Good evening.
Okay, welcome to Acknowledge, KC2NBU, hello there, and WA2U, good evening, John, and Kathy. Looking for any additional, thank you both for checking in, looking for any additional stations, with or without status.
5BOW, good evening, Jack.
And 5AOW, hello Bob, thank you for taking in. Additional stations for Oxcom. Any other stations for Oxcom? Thank you all for taking in, much appreciated folks. 7-3
is still on. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2, that ends it. Are you still there, N5AOW, WATU? N5AOW, WATU.